Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, the greatest program on the face of this earth. I am merely Mike Sammet alongside the man, the legend, Stephen Julien. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. We're running out of room on the wall for all these awards we're winning.
I've got lots of walls. I'll get a bigger studio.
That's right. That's right. And these guys here at Regis have plenty of other offices we can put those awards up in.
I may need multiple offices.
That's right. Call them today and get your space and see our awards.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to
moving on quickly.
We need to do video. We need cameras so people can see us. Yes. You know, not just hear us, but actually see us.
Press
and,
releases
and see
for
all these awards
I love
on
it.
The wall.
I love it.
All right. Let's get to the program here. We've got two wonderful business leaders in the room with us, joining us from Autorama Pre-Owned Cars. Tom Mitchell has joined us this morning. He has no idea what he's in for. And speaking of having no idea what she's in for, Lee Gray from Siegel Insurance also joining us on the program today as well. Let's start with Tom, and then we'll get to Lee. Tom Mitchell, Autorama Pre-Owned Cars. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are doing good as usual. Tell us all about Autorama Pre-Owned Cars. You guys are located in Lilburn.
Right. We're in Lilburn right on Highway 29. It's 4064 Highway 29. It's in front of the Home Depot and Walmart, and it's right on the main road. We've been there 17 years.
17 years?
17 years.
You are an independent car dealer, obviously. What separates you? What makes you different from the other independent car dealers out there?
We, you know, I had the advantage of actually working. I started out working with the Neil Pope Organization. I worked for them for over 12 years. And so with that, I took a lot of knowledge into this business. And, you know, you're always scared to get started on your own. But I went out and my dealership is no different than a big dealership. And when I say that, you can actually come into my dealership and I can get you a loan there. People think these independent lots are all high interest rates or buy here, pay here companies. And we're not. We sell nice cars. We have interest rates starting at 1.9%, and we can go up to 72 months, 75 months. It just really depends on your credit. And most independent lots don't have that bank availability. And we have probably 30 lenders that we can go through to verify, depending on what your credit is.
Now, I would assume the reason you have that and other competitors don't is because of how you run your business, what differentiates you, how you've set it up. So talk a little bit about kind of what's behind the curtain that allows you to do that for your customers.
The knowledge that I took from working in a big store and the knowledge of being a general manager with the Pope Organization, I had brought in a lot of contacts and relationships, and they all knew me. And it's very hard. They look at independent dealers are scared to get, you know, banks are scared to do business with them because they may not get the titles processed or the loans don't get paid out. And there's a lot of independents you'll see that say, we don't take trade-ins, you know. It's hard. You got to really do the right thing. And I had a customer probably about a month ago, and, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't realize this, but, you know, they came in and said, you know why I bought from you? And I said, well, because I'm good looking. And they said, no, not really. But they said,
That's a good reason, by the way.
I was hoping it was. But, of course, my wife didn't think it was too funny. But anyway,
your wife did. As long as you sell the car, she probably wouldn't care.
She probably wouldn't care. You're probably right. That's why I only let her work 10 to 2. So, you know, I don't have to have her there all the time. But I said, you know, what is it? What is the main reason why you bought from me? She says, because I looked at the Better Business Bureau, and you have an A-plus rating, and you've been there 17 years. And, you know, I started thinking, and we started laughing. A used car dealer, 17 years in the business, and he's got an A-plus rating? I mean, it's kind of like an oxymoron to a certain degree. So I think that kind of helps us, and it sets us apart, because when you have that Better Business rating, these other banks look at you. And, you know, I do so much business with, like, Wells Fargo Dealer Services. I mean, we've got over $4 million on the books with them right now. And, I mean, so we do so much good business there, it really, really stands out and helps out.
Well, we've had new car dealers on this program before, and I don't know if we've had used car dealers before, but we have heard about your reputation, and so we wanted to invite you to come on to talk about some of the myths about used car dealers and so forth. And you already kind of talked about one, and that is the financing a little bit. But talk to me about where you get your cars from and the type of inventory that you keep.
Well, and that's a good thing, because I most people think, you know, oh, you go to the auctions all the time, you buy these cars at auctions. And believe it or not, I've been to the auction probably 6-7 times in the last year and a half. Because I've been in the business so long and I've got such a good rapport with the major dealers like Gwinnett Place Ford or the Mall of Georgia stores, I'm able to go there and buy their cars from them as trade-ins. And I get to drive them. I get to check them out. I get to look them over. And so that's something that you don't get anymore. The auction business has really changed. You know, it used to be you can get up at 6 in the morning, go to the auction, test drive all these cars, get in the lanes, you had all your homework done, and you could buy the car at the right price. Now people get there at 9 o'clock, they walk in, everybody's short on inventory, and they'll say, okay, I'll buy it, and they don't even look at the car. And you're sitting there going, I can't even sell it to a customer for what you just paid for that car. So the auction prices are just really driven so high. I kind of take my time, step back away from the meat market, so to speak, and I buy from the individual dealers and look at their old inventory.
So what is the breadth of the types of cars? I would imagine there's a sweet spot and there's a major that, you know, typical sedan, typical minivan, all that kind of stuff. But yeah. Do you do a lot of specialty?
You learn your customers and you learn your demographics after a while. And being there 17 years, our sweet spot really, we sell cars for $2,000 and we've sold Lamborghinis and Bentleys. So it's not like we're scared to sell a car of any stature. But, our sweet spot's probably a $15,000 or less car. And because it puts the payment at the right place, a right structure, you know. And that's the other thing. We know how to structure deals properly so the banks will buy them. There's a lot of independent dealers that don't have that knowledge of structuring loans. And the loan structure is so important, people realize. It can make a difference of 3 or 4 points on your interest rates.
Is it also a question of if you don't have it, you can find it?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, with the technology nowadays, it's unbelievable. Right now, we're at 65% of my business is either repeat customers or referrals, period. That's 65% of my business. I don't really advertise. I spend maybe $1,000 a month in advertising, and that's it. And I'm one of the very rare people that don't advertise. And, you know, all my business is based on repeat and referral business. And then the people come in, and if I don't have what they want, we go online and we can buy from the auction online now. And we buy probably 7 cars a month that people don't see them, and we ship them to them. And they get them in 7 to 10 days, but they pay for them right away because of the trust factor. And we haven't had any problems whatsoever. And, you know, on our website we have testimonials, and you'll sit there and see, we just shipped this one to California. We just shipped this one to New Jersey. We shipped 4 cars to New Jersey in the last 30 days.
So you're not just selling locally, you're selling everywhere.
Well, and that's thanks to the internet.
Tom Mitchell, our guest from Autorama Pre-Owned Cars here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk about the person that walks on your lot, Tom, that maybe does not have that good credit, that sterling credit, and is struggling with credit. Can you help them? You talked earlier and you said one of the first things is that a lot of people believe that they walk on a lot like yours and the first thing they're going to see is very high rates.
Yes, and that's true. And, you know, and the thing I chuckle at a lot of times is people going, oh, well, my credit's no good. And a lot of the people that have, and I don't like saying bad credit, it's challenge credit. And that's the way we refer to it at our business, is if you have challenge credit, and you know, in these days and times, there's not too many people that don't have challenge credit with everything that everybody went through. And so there's rhymes and reasons of why those things happen. So we sit down with our customers, and we talk to them, and we find out what happened in their life. What was that tragedy that really happened that caused these things? So we're kind of like an attorney, and you tell us all the bad, and we sell the good to the banks and try to get your loan done. So these people that are going out and buying cars and getting 28% interest, they think that's what they deserve, and they don't. We can give them loans sometimes under 20%. Their interest rate's going to be high, and there's fees involved and stuff like that. But you know what? For the most part of things, we can do – you don't have to do a buy here, pay here anymore. We can get those loans done for you, and we have a bunch of lenders that will do it for us.
Steven, I was telling Tom before the show that in the last year and a half or so, I've bought 2 used cars. The first one I bought from a new car dealer because I figured, okay, they're not going to, you know, mess you around. And I ended up getting a lemon. Don't even have that car anymore. The second one I bought, then I went to a used car dealer and got me another lemon. So I'm 2 for 2 when it comes to buying used cars in the last couple of years. What are some things you could tell an idiot like me, a dumb like me, when I'm walking onto a car lot that I should be looking for so I don't get taken advantage of? Well, and is there ever a good time? Because I did this actually for both cases, I believe, I bought as is. Is that ever a good idea?
Well, you have no choice. Every car in the state of Georgia has to be sold as is. That's a law. Okay, so you'll see the big as is on the window stickers and stuff like that. But me being in business 17 years, all my cars that I sell, if it does not, and we do sell a lot of cars that have factory warranties on them, but there are some cars that don't have factory warranties on them. And I work to deal with a Guardian warranty company, and we give a 3-month, 4,500 mile warranty the minute you buy a car. Don't matter what car it is. Every car that gets sold in our lot has a 3-month, 4,500 mile warranty. And we work to deal out with them. And the only reason we don't do it is if it has a manufacturer's warranty, because there's no sense in charging extra for something like that. But we do that. And to answer your question, you know, you don't know how many miles the other person's put on that car. A car has 70, 80,000 miles. So all a person can do is do their best to inspect it. We send our cars to Kaufman Tire. We don't have a mechanic on site type thing. We don't have any mechanics there. We send our cars to Kaufman Tire. They do an inspection on the car. They do the oil changes and everything else, and we put it on the lot. And we have to do that in order to sell the warranty and be able to qualify. So when you say, where do I go to get it, I like saying me. And the reason why is because you can go to the big stores, and they're not going to care too much that one out of 255 customers that they sold that month had a lemon. You know, it's as is. Sorry, see you later. What are you going to do about it? But you see, you come to me and I sell you a bad car, I better do something, because you'll never come back. And that's why I think I've been in business 17 years. I had a customer 3 weeks later that his transmission went out on a Volkswagen Touareg, cost $4,500. I paid it. I didn't have to. It was a goodwill. I wrote goodwill down
there. Where was this man a year and a half ago when I needed him? The one car I bought from the new car dealer, I must have had to have that towed within at least four times within the 8 months that I had the car. And when I, before I even bought it, I said, and I was buying as is, and I was very apprehensive about buying as is. I said, how do I know that as soon as I drive off, the motor's not going to fall off? And the salesman said, well, our name is on the car. We would never let that happen, blah, blah, blah. And well, I'll be darned, salesman, the transmission pretty much went, you know, a week and a half later, I needed a tow.
Yeah, see, and, you know, I can't speak for that dealer or some of these other guys. All I know is, I couldn't sleep at night, and I opened up my business, and originally at the time I'd went through a divorce, and I made it a promise to sell nice cars to myself, because on weekends I had a son that was like 8 years old, and we traveled the whole country wrestling, and he was a really good wrestler, and so we would travel all around just so he can eventually get that college scholarship and so forth, and do good in high school. So we had to carry nice cars, because I couldn't have, when I'm gone, my employees having to put out fires. So that was my sick logic back then, 15 years ago. And it kind of worked, because it's pretty nice to be able to go into work and not have people yelling at you, you know. And my son did get a college scholarship to Virginia Tech, so, you know, for wrestling. And then my other son got one to the Citadel. So, you know, the theory has worked out, and it's worked out good for me, business, personal, and customer-wise.
The sick logic works, Mike.
I'll tell you.
I think, going back to something Tom said, I think is hugely important. You said something about 255 customers that month. If one has a lemon, that's a level of business where someone at some point, who probably doesn't have a lot of face-to-face contact with customers, can write that off and be, quote, okay with that. Now, we can sit here and debate the morals of that, but obviously you do good volume, but your volume is limited to your lot, and you're face-to-face with all your customers. You don't want to do business like that. It's a question of how you do business, and Mike, we have said it so many times on this show, it comes down to relationships. When you stay in one place 17 years and you have an A+, it not all your relationships with your clients, and also the relationships with your banks, that's huge. So let me ask this question.
Yeah.
You've been there 17 years. You've got 65% referral business. What's next? And if next is, I just want to keep doing as well as I can here, that's great. But are there plans to grow? Are there some opportunities?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You know, as much as I love my sons, I don't think I can work with them right now. You know, I was their coach on the wrestling mat, and then you take that onto a personal life, and now you're banging heads. But eventually,
you mean they know how to wrestle with you too, a little bit?
Well, they still try the old man, but they lose. But But you know the purpose is I do know that you know it's going to be time for putting me out to pasture pretty soon probably, and I got to set up a legacy or something that I wouldn't mind continuing doing this business because this is a good enough business and I've got a good enough reputation. Even when I can go out and buy cars for dealerships and buy cars and wholesale them and do those things and not even have to deal with things. But I've actually got my one son that was out of the at the Citadel, he's now working for the Popes. I put him back in the range because I don't want him work for me. I want them to grow up the same way I grew up.
Just to be clear, for the Popes, and that's plural, not yes. Working for the Pope.
Well, the Vatican is where he's at right now, selling cars. No, but yeah, Neil Pope organization, it's actually a 5-star. But he works for the Gwinnett Ford over there on 78. So I want him to learn the business. And then my other son, when he leaves, he left Virginia Tech, he's at UTC, he'll be coming in, and I'm going to put him to work with them as well and let them learn the right way to do the business. This way I don't have to fight with them, and hopefully they'll mature around 25 or 30 years old, and then they can come and take over my business. But, yeah, I'm going to expand. We're in the process right now of buying 4 acres and doing an in-house showroom and keeping the same lot, same area, and everything else. So there are a lot more plans for us to expand.
Tom, Mike kind of asked this question. I'm going to ask it a different way. If you could help people who are going to start looking for used cars,
yeah.
Two or three quick pieces of advice of other than the first piece of advice is come to Autorama. We'll take care of you. But kind of in general, give a couple of good pieces of advice.
You know, I definitely would look at the place that I want to go do the business with. And you know, you realize it. I mean, I'm not as internet savvy as most people are, but you know, when you Google places, there's a lot of stuff that they put on there, and thank God I don't have that many on mine. But you want to check that out. You want to look into how long they've been in business, because you know, if they've been in business 1 or 2 years, I'm not going to say that the person's a bad person, but the I don't think they have the knowledge to be able to help you the way that somebody like me could. You know, you want to go to somebody that you know that's possibly reputable and it's going to take care of you. And if they can't take trade-ins, why is that? Well, there's a reason why you can't, because they don't have the money to pay off your loans on your trades. And then all that does is get you in a tighter jam. And that's some things that, you know, I'm glad the law's passed. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but, you know, you can't even buy a car from an individual anymore and without having to pay sales tax. It's that old curb stunning law. And now that they've done that, it's really helped out tremendously, because people were going to customers, buying cars, paying them 10 grand. Then the customer says, well, I owe my bank 8, and then they never paid it off. And the customer's driving around in the car that he already paid this guy $10,000 to. This guy never paid out his loan. He can't get his money because the guy's already spent it, you know, and the bank still has the title. So the guy's really driving around the bank's car, and it gets repoed, and then all you got is a lawsuit against somebody for 10 grand. So, you know, you can, if you don't really pay attention to what you're doing, everybody thinks buying from an individual is a smart thing. It's really not. I mean, there's a reason why that person's wanting to get rid of the car. And, you know, I always tell customers, if you want to buy it from them and the reason why they didn't trade it is because they weren't getting enough money for it. So why are you going to be stupid enough to pay them more money when the dealer wasn't even going to pay it? You know,
good advice from Tom Mitchell, Autorama pre-owned cars here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Let me ask you one last question before we let you go, Tom. And that is, you always hear on the TV commercials and the radio commercials that are blasting at you, end of the month deals. It's always the best time to buy. Is that true or is that fiction?
No, you know what? I can only tell you from me, and I do know that the manufacturers and stuff, their incentives and rebates, they all end at the end of the month and sometimes tag it on. But the thing is, they've already accustomed to the individuals and the public to let them know that, well, as soon as that one's gone, another one's going to come up anyway. But for our standpoint, from what I look at, my banks, see, we do a small net worth of business that when you come in at the end of the month, they need those deals. The banks have quotas. They have to put on so many deals. They have to book so many loans. And we have some, even the second chance lenders that hit the challenge credit. They'll call me up 3 or 4 days before the end of the month. Hey, have you got anything for me? Can we rehash anything?
So there's a little truth.
So there is a truth to it, that a customer that was on the edge, you know, and it's the end of the month and they have to get their quota, all of a sudden I call them up and I save those deals. And I call them up and I say, you still interested? Yeah. Well, it's getting towards the end of the month. If I can rehash it with the bank and get you a little bit better deal, can we do business? Yeah. And I end up going out and getting that deal done. So we end up having we're a small dealership. We sell 30 cars. But we'll end up doing 4 or 5 deals towards the end of the month that we didn't get done in the beginning of the month.
Okay, very interesting. Well, Tom, for those that might want to find out more about Autorama or come check out the lot, give us all the details, where you're located and where they can find out more about your inventory and Autorama.
Yeah, it's our website is autorama.net, www.autorama.net. We also on Facebook at Autorama Pre-Owned Cars. We're on the Twitter at Autorama and 2 underscores. You can check us out there, and our address is 4064 Highway 29 Northwest, Lilburn, Georgia. And we're actually in between Beaver Ruin and Pleasant Hill on 29, and it's right in front of the Home Depot and the Walmart and the Kaufman Tire.
Okay. And let's talk after the show.
And our phone number, 770-638-7233.
And, okay. And Tom is almost guaranteed to have a sale because of this show, thanks to Mike.
Yeah, I would go for the third lemon, right?
He's going to make lemonade. Sorry, somebody had to say that corny line.
Third one's the charm.
There you
go. Third one's the charm. All right, Tom, thanks so much.
No problem.
All right. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Siegel Insurance, Lee Gray. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
And tell us all about Siegel Insurance. That's a pretty broad term there. What kind of insurance are we talking about?
We specialize in property and casualty insurance, specifically personal lines, which means home, auto, watercraft, umbrella coverage. And even more specifically, on high-value homes and high-net-worth lifestyles. Siegel Insurance has been in Atlanta for over 50 years now, and we're serving 3 generations of clients.
Wow, you look good for 50. That's amazing.
I'm a little newer than that.
Obviously, Siegel Insurance will be an independent agent. You're not here representing Prudential or Nationwide. How does that work? Are you able to offer their products, or... What are the advantages of working with an independent agent?
The advantages of an independent agent is that we understand one size doesn't fit all. If you go somewhere like State Farm or American Family, that's all they have to sell you. And we understand that every family's exposures and needs are unique, and so we're able to go out and find the right company for you. Your house value is a big factor. Whether you have teenage drivers or not is a big factor. The value of your cars, how often you drive, all of those little things make a big difference.
And being an independent agent that's been in the Atlanta area for, or being an independent agency that's been in the area for 50 years, you probably have relationships with dozens of companies?
We do. We work with the top national carriers, including Chubb, Ace, Travelers, Safeco, Auto Owners. You mentioned Clark Howard earlier. He recommends auto owners. So right now I'm getting a lot of calls for them. So it's interesting to see the trends of what's popular.
And part of that also, which I think you kind of said, those different companies, they'll go through periods where they're really focusing on a particular type of client that they want. And so
if
you were captured at one agency, they don't like young couples who have young kids. But hey, Chubb is really going after that market right now. So
that
helps your clients.
Exactly. The markets do change. Companies flow with the changes of the market, and they want one particular client one day and something different the next day. And it has to do with their loss ratio and different risk exposures. So when rates start rising with our clients with one company, we're able to look at it, find out if there's a reason, and if there's not, we can shop it out for them. And instead of them having to go to 3 different companies and shop it themselves, we're able to go to 5 or 6 different companies, present them with a spreadsheet, and say, this is what the market's doing right now, and this is what we recommend.
Lee, you mentioned with the first answer, you mentioned umbrella insurance. For those that are not familiar with umbrella insurance, what is that?
Umbrella insurance is an extra layer of liability coverage. We are in such a litigious society now, you can get sued for just about anything. Umbrella covers all of your personal liability, whether it's your home, your auto, your watercraft. It gives you an extra $1 million of protection over that, and you can buy up. Some families just need a $1 million umbrella, and then you've got some families that have quite a lot of assets to protect, and we can go up to a $25 million or even a $50 million umbrella, depending on the client.
Can a person ever be overinsured? Is it possible to have too much insurance?
That's a loaded question to ask an insurance agent.
We hear that a lot.
Let's see how she answers that.
I can't give all softball questions here.
I do have that question come. I think I've got too much insurance. I don't know what to do.
So that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Take that, Mr.
All right. All right. Let's hear the answer.
Okay. Everybody's needs are different. And I have seen clients that are overinsured. Liability-wise, I have not seen clients that are overinsured. Typically, most people are underinsured when it comes to liability. Liability coverage is the cheapest coverage you can buy. It's property that costs you. I do work with a lot of wealth managers, though, and financial planners. And I had one send me a client a while back, and he said, Lee, his home insurance in the middle of Georgia cost more than his house in Sea Island. Something's not right. And this guy had had his insurance agent insure him for the amount of the property he bought. This house was in 100 acres. He was overinsured by $800,000 on his house and had been overinsured for 20 years. So we saved him a lot of money, got him the right coverage. And yes, that was a case where he was overinsured.
So you can be overinsured.
You can
not
be overinsured.
Not on liability, but on property, correct?
On property.
That's what I was asking.
No, that's not what you were asking. All right, so let me ask, I hope, what is a good question based on something you just said. That guy with that house had been paying that insurance for 20 years. Is there a standard time that everybody should make a phone call to their agent or find another agent and say, hey, let me run some numbers. You know, how often should we reprice our insurance when it comes to our home and auto and watercraft?
Anytime that you have a major life change. If you have a teenager that just starts to drive, that's a great time to review your insurance because you want to make sure you have plenty of liability insurance. And you also want to make sure you're with a company that is okay with teenage drivers. You can get rated pretty highly.
You can never be overinsured when it comes to teenage drivers.
The biggest claims I've ever seen have all had to do with teenagers.
Mike, are you speaking from experience? There's a lot of passion in that, Mike. So let me ask this. One of your competitors claims, 15 minutes, you know, can save you, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't take a long time if someone calls you either.
Typically, we're a two-day turnaround. And the reason is we're not just giving you the cheapest quote out there. We're giving you advice. I'm looking at what your needs are. I had a client call in yesterday. She is purchasing a home. Going from being a renter to a homeowner, you have more assets now. You have more liability. She had state minimum limits through a direct writer that gave her a quote in 15 minutes or less. And we were able to triple her liability coverage for less money and cover her condo that she just bought for less money. So just because you're getting better coverage and better advice doesn't mean you're going to pay more for it.
And insurance is not something, especially as your net worth grows, insurance is not something you just leave to some random search engine.
Right.
The reason it takes 2 days is you guys are digging. You guys
Absolutely.
Are really looking. You guys are tweaking.
Absolutely. Just because we've got access to 8 or 10 different carriers doesn't mean they're the right fit for you. So I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to find out your story. What's your family like? What are your exposures? Are you a business owner? Find out everything about you, and then I'm going to find the companies that are right for you, quote it with those companies, and show you where they all came in. So in the end, you're making the decision. I'm just giving you the options and the guidance.
You don't get that from a get-go, do you?
Absolutely not.
You mentioned earlier, Lee, and we're talking with Lee Gray from Siegel Insurance here in Atlanta. You mentioned somebody that recently went from renting a home to buying a home, so now they have homeowners insurance. Talk a little bit about homeowners insurance. I mean, what does that cover? What does that not cover?
Homeowners insurance doesn't cover everything, and all policies are not made equal. Some things that I get questions about often is flood insurance. Flood is not covered under a home policy. Flood is you have to purchase a separate FEMA policy for flood. Flood, even when you purchase that flood policy, it does not cover basements. And a lot of people have home theaters in their basements.
Wait a minute.
And very nice basements.
If you have a flood, I would think it would be in the basement before it would be in the attic.
Yeah. Right. It's got to get up through the basement before we start kicking in.
So that's where we come in.
Wow.
And if the home is valued at $500,000 or higher, we do have a couple of companies that will cover the basement on flood. And those are things that most companies do not offer.
Wow, read the fine print or have an agent who's really going to look after your best interests.
Another thing that is not covered under a basic home policy is water backup. If you have water backup from a sump pump, drains, or toilets, it's not covered under a base policy. Most companies throw in $5,000 in coverage, but if your sump pump backs up over the weekend while you're out of town and it sits on your hardwoods, it's going to be a lot more than
$5,000.
So we give everybody a minimum of $25,000, and we go up from there based on the value of the home. So again, we are just very, very detailed in how we protect our clients.
Lee, we were talking earlier with Tom about, you know, maybe some tips he could give for, you know, someone that's looking to buy a car. For someone that's shopping around insurance, are there some tips, some advice that you would give to that person?
I definitely recommend going with an independent agent. We are definitely held to different standards. We are trained heavily. We have options. Again, we are not trying to fit you into our product. We're trying to find the product that fits you. And so I think you have more options. You've got better training, more knowledge and experience when you go with an independent agent. Also, if price is a concern, look at things like deductibles. You can raise your deductibles. Not only does that save you money up front, but if you're not making small claims, it's going to save you more money in the long run.
And I think dealing with higher net worth people, mm-hmm. not that that's the only people you deal with, but right. you said you kind of focus on that. They have the assets to be able to cover a higher deductible.
They do. And it's all about – deductibles are all about cash flow. So if my client will discuss cash flow, if they can afford a higher deductible, we'll go with that. If I'm working with a young couple that just had a baby and bought their first home, I don't encourage a very high deductible.
Lee Gray, our guest from Siegel Insurance. And Stephen, I think we've been too easy on her.
Oh no!
Go for it.
No. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, I have a, and I don't think this is a hard question, but I want to focus on something you just said. You said to go look at an independent agent, and that you guys have a little bit stricter standards. I was wondering if you could kind of unpack that a little bit. Is it higher certifications? Is it more education? What makes an independent agent different from just somebody with a nice little name tag on their shirt and they were with a captured agency?
Well, a lot of the direct riders just go out and hire. They get quotas for hiring people, bringing people in, herding them through the training program, getting business on the books, and then they succeed or fail.
Churn and burn.
It is. Well, you know, we call it hiring masses of asses. Mike told me I could say
you
that.
You can say anything you
love
want.
It.
Online radio, you can say whatever you'd like.
So independent agents do not have a quota as far as hiring people. We are typically privately owned businesses, family owned. So we don't want to bring anyone in that's not going to take it seriously and carry our reputation further. We do have a lot of training, and Siegel Insurance not only has been around for 50 years, but we are a best practices agency. And what that means is thousands of independent agents apply for best practices, and very few get it, just a couple hundred each year. And I believe we've been best practices for the last 7 to 10 years. So,
you know, Mike, we've had two businesses here today, and we've talked. I mean, this comes through again. Those larger unnamed insurance agencies that hire, I'm going to say churn and burn. I don't know if I can say the other one. You know, they, again, it's numbers, acceptable losses, smaller businesses, private businesses. There is no such thing as an acceptable loss. We want to make it. We want to do as well as we can for every client and for every agent that comes mm-hmm. to work for us.
And one of the nice things too, whether it be, you know, buying a car through Tom or getting your insurance through Lee, is that you can actually call and talk to. You get to know them as a person, perhaps as a friend even. And you know, you're not calling some 800 number that you don't know the person. So I think personal service obviously is huge in your industry.
Right, and we have a lady in our office that is devoted strictly to claims. So when you have a claim and call in, we'll talk about the claim with you and guide you on whether to file it or not. If it's $100 above your deductible, are you going to pay more in the long run over the next 3 to 5 years? So we really do take every claim personally.
Lee, for those that are listening that want to find out more about Siegel Insurance, give us all the information, please.
Okay. We're located at 2987 Claremont Road, Suite 425 in Brookhaven. The best way to reach me is our office number at 404-633-6332. Ask for Lee.
And the website?
Our website is siegelinsurance.com.
And Siegel is S-I-E-G-E-L.
Yes.
Siegelinsurance.com. Lee, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Again, a big thank you to our guests, Lee Gray from Siegel Insurance and Tom Mitchell from Autorama Pre-Owned Cars. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Steve and Julian.
I'm glad there's no more lemons in your life, Mike, or at least after this show, there won't be any more lemons.
No, Tom is going to help me make some lemonade.
There you go.
I'm Mike Salmond. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.